Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Naharap ngayon ang Australia sa mas maraming outbreaks habang patuloy na nilalabanan ng mga estado at teritoryo ang mga bagong kaso ng COVID-19 sa bansa. Ayon sa report, nagdeklara na ang Victoria ng state of disaster mula po alas 6 kagabi, araw ng Linggo, at isinailalim ang Metropolitan Melbourne sa pinakamahigpit na lockdown. Sa pinakahuling tala, nagkaroon ng 671 na bagong coronavirus cases at 7 naman ang nasawi. 6 sa mga namatay ay iniugnay sa aged care sector kung saan ang mga biktima ay nasa edad 70, 80 at 90s. Ipinapaalam din ni Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews na mayroong 760 active mystery cases, o ito yung mga kaso na hindi pa matukoy ang pinagmulan, na isa sa pinakamalaking pagsubok ngayon ng estado.
That many mystery cases where we just can't track back who you got it from, how, when, that's when it's really, really challenging. And what that says to you is that if there's that many mysteries that you know about, how many cases don't you know about? And that's when you've got to take an abundance of caution and say, look, well, let's extinguish this. Let's get this to the point where it's down to a very small number, a manageable number. And that's the advice to me, and that's the decisions we've taken.
Kagabi rin, pagpatak ng alas 8, isinailalim na sa stage 4 restrictions ang Melbourne, habang stage 3 naman sa regional Victoria mula sa Huwebes. Sinasabi ni Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton na ginagawa ng federal government ang lahat para mabigyan ng suporta at talakayin ang pagharap sa pandemic.
We'll continue as a federal government to do everything within our power to make sure that we deal with the threat as it manifests from day to day in the pandemic, but very importantly also to deal with the other side of this pandemic. We want people to get back to work, we want people to be healthy, we want to defeat the virus, we want the economy to recover, we want people to be back into the best position possible. We want our country to be in that best possible position, and that's what we're focused on.
Kaugnay naman ito ang pagpapalawig ng mental health program kung saan makaka-access ng 10 sessions ng psychology support ang mga nasa lockdown.
With this lockdown, there will be mental health challenges. I want to say that it's normal. It's understandable for somebody to be feeling depressed or anxious, isolated, and that we understand and there is support.
Samantala, sa New South Wales naman, mula ngayong Lunes ay inirerekomenda na ang pagsusuot ng face mask. Nagkaroon ng 12 bagong infection sa estado, kabilang na ang isang traveler na nasa hotel quarantine. Sinabi ni New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian na ang paglala ng mga kaso sa Victoria ay malaking banta sa kanyang nasasakupan.
We are in a very critical phase of the pandemic in New South Wales. Whilst ever Victoria is in the situation it's in, it automatically puts us at risk, because we know no matter how strict you are at the borders, no border is complete, no border is impenetrable.
At samantala, hinihikayat rin ng mga tao na magsuot ng face mask, lalo na kung sila ay may sakit. Humaharap sa mga customers, nasa mga matisikip at saradong lugar, public transport, supermarkets at mga hospitality venues. Ganun din sa mga simbahan at mga lugar na mataas ang community transmissions. Ayon kay State Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant, ang mask ay itinuturing na fourth line of defense laban sa virus, pero hindi ito sapilitan.
We also want people to get out and about and enjoy the beautiful weather we're having at the moment. So please, this is a time, maintain your social distancing when you're out and about. You don't necessarily need to wear a mask when you're out and about. But if you know that you're going to go into situations where you're not going to be able to maintain that social distancing, we'd again encourage you to wear masks.
Samantala, 2 bagong kaso naman ang naitala sa South Australia, habang sa Queensland, nagkaroon ng panibagong kaso ng coronavirus mula sa isang traveler na nasa hotel quarantine. Sinabi ni State Chief Health Officer Janet Young na may 5 active cases sa estado na inuugnay naman sa 3 babaeng nang galing sa Melbourne at illegal na pumasok nitong Hulyo sa kanilang estado.
It's really important that anyone who lives in the southern part of Brisbane, Logan, Westmoreton, anyone in those areas who've been unwell, to come forward and get tested. The response to date has been fantastic.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.